This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Mike Vrabel on this radio show moments ago on a Mic'd Up Monday, and we are at Gillette Stadium, and I think we got some good stuff out of Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
And certainly we're getting there. So a week from Sunday, it's football that matters, and you could talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. I think Jones and Keefe are going to talk to Hunter Henry today and Drake May this afternoon on the afternoon show. So
from the answers we just got, do you see Steph Diggs playing in week one?
Yep.
No issues there?
No issues at all.
Okay.
Nope. He said it. He said, I expect him to be out there week one helping our offense.
Which is great news.
Right.
Awesome.
That's the thing that you look at. And I think I took out of it, he got a lot of reps in practice and joint practices. And I took, he's a veteran, 31, 32 years old, however old he is, where Vrabel's like, I don't need to see you in the preseason games. I know what you can do. I know you're coming off this injury. You look good enough for me in practice. I don't need to see you.
But doesn't he want to see him with Drake? I mean, doesn't he want every chance that he can get for Drake May and he to get acclimated, or he doesn't worry about that?
But in a game with this offensive line, with three rookies, with all the issues they've had, I feel like for the Patriots, the risk of an injury to May or an injury to Diggs
outweighs the value that you get there.
So like, if you can do a joint practice and you can know that Drake can drop back and not get, you know, demolished by somebody with a free rush. I also thought it was interesting, clearly the Patriot beat writers that have been tracking practice and sacks, this was a big thing Ken sent me, it's like Andrew Callahan reporting that Drake May got decapitated 16 times. Like, I feel like Vrabel might have been pushing back a little bit on the fact that everybody that breathed near Drake May in a practice wasn't actually sacking him.
Which is good news. Like, I mean, if the offense, I mean, Shimes had five leads about how bad the offensive line is going to be. So,
need a new excuse.
Yeah. Well, Shime, you're not making excuses for Drake May. You just believe in the player. That's all.
That's correct. I believe in my guy Drake May, and I don't believe in this offensive line. There's, you know.
And my big takeaway off air, if I'm judging Belichick, Mayo, and Vrabel by far and away the best handshake.
Oh, really?
Very firm.
Firm handshake.
Mayo was not quite a dead fish, and Belichick, you know.
No handshake. He was not shaking.
He looked
hands.
At it.
Oh, my God. When he asked how those were, I just started sweating.
Same. My palms got immediately sweaty.
I cannot convey how awkward it was. Take the most awkward moment of your entire life, multiply it by 1,000. Greg Hill says to Bill Belichick, we have a mutual friend. And then we have 3 more minutes.
Yeah. I mean, you're just trying to lighten the mood prior to the interview starting.
Right.
I feel like
it's not on the radio,
but it never really worked. I think I tried a couple of those, like, you know, warm, jovial, hey, let's chat about this before the interview starts, and he was not.
But then none of us would speak after because it was this awkward silence.
I asked him once about the golf logo. I said, oh, is that from the Carolinas? Because it was the Carolina. He said, well, yes, this is Carolina logo. And then he actually stopped and said, well, actually, it's in Savannah, Georgia, this club. I said, oh, okay.
All right. Well, you can talk about Mike Vrabel, what he said this morning, all morning long, all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, but let's right now get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show.
Time now for The Lead.
When it comes to lead song this morning, that is Pink Floyd and Have a Cigar.
Well done, Greg.
Why?
Well, Red Sox took 3 of 4 from the Yanks. I know John Henry's famous cigar photo still lingers in our minds. So a little dedication to the Red Sox today.
All right. Okay. Leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru of New England. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And the Lot to Love event is going on right now. So if you're in the market for a new car, get into your local Subaru retailer. Sean, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Greg. So I just wanted to take a moment this morning and congratulate Tommy Fleetwood. That, to me, was a fantastic moment for him over the weekend, finally getting his first PGA Tour win after 163 events. He was 0-163 prior to this event. Came in, I know it was a shortened field because it was the Tour Championship, but it's still a $10 million purse for him. Up through this match, or this tournament, he had made $32 million from tournaments in his career. He won $10 million just yesterday. And Curtis mentioned the 15th hole earlier when talking about Scottie Scheffler and kind of him you thinking he was going to stampede back and take the win and instead double bogeyed. And I think that was kind of the turning point for Tommy too. He was able to save bogey on that hole and then kind of just put it away there at the end, which I wasn't very confident he was going to do. Even Tommy himself was not confident he was going to do. He didn't even think a 3-shot lead heading into the final couple holes was enough the way some of the ways his tournaments have ended over the last 6 months. And so I was just, after seeing what happened to him at the Travelers and in Memphis, I'm very happy for Tommy Fleetwood. He is an awesome, he's one of the few people in sports that just seems like a normal human being when you hear him talk and interact with people. And I love that. And I'm very happy for him to have won this tournament. I think it was a big day for him yesterday.
Pretty cool to see him get it done at 34 years old or whatever he is. So good. Great lead. Thank
Can't
you,
win
Sean.
A bunch if you don't win the first.
All right, Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. I just would like to get out of Boston for a second and discuss Shedeur Sanders. Never has there been a story that has exposed all sides more than Shedeur Sanders. The reaction to his preseason performances, both good and bad, have been hysterical. The manner in which, that, like, I don't know why it bothers me, but like reporters and people in markets that have nothing to do with Cleveland and nothing to do with Colorado are actively rooting against Shedeur Sanders. And then the people that are supporting him are actively ignoring how bad he has played at times. And so it's this like perfect representation of America in 2025 where facts be damned. Nobody cares. They have made their feelings known that he's going to be great or he's going to suck. And anything that they can post to social media in an attempt to curry favor is, I think, beneath the media that doesn't even cover him. And I really go mostly against those that hate the guy. Like, who cares? Like, if he's not going to play well in the NFL, there is no greater meritocracy in the world than the NFL. If he's good, he'll play. If he's not, he won't. Outside of Colin Kaepernick and that nonsense for a long time, there has not been players that have like gone on to play great in other places or that were really harmed by the league. And I see guys like Andrew Filippone, he's like an afternoon drive host in Pittsburgh, and other people like mocking Shedeur Sanders. There's a play where he runs backwards and throws it away. Go look at Mac Jones' first snap against, I think it was the Dolphins in the 2021 season. He runs backwards and throws it over his shoulder. It happens. You're in the NFL. Things are crazy. And it gets so much airtime because people are so divided about this guy. And it has nothing to do with anything other than feeling like he got too big for his britches or feeling like the NFL is colluding against him. Well, there's no middle ground.
I think he kind of set himself up for failure a little bit. Like, I mean, he was he was big on himself, and he has not lived up to the expectation that he set for himself.
Mac Jones trademarked his name, and you were on the island.
Well, yeah, in that case, I was.
And he's a fifth-round pick. I mean, I think he, like, I think the biggest thing is we've seen guys do this before, whether it was Johnny Manziel, Baker Mayfield. Like, people have this high expectation and they're very, you know, boisterous of who they are. I think the Shador thing is it's always been the fascination of his dad, who his dad is, then who he is and how he kind of carries himself. Like, he probably carries himself like a lot of, you know, 22-year-old kids at that age that got money.
But you don't have to excuse that. Like, I mean, just to push back a little bit, mm-hmm. like, his dad had a reason to be a raging narcissist. Shador doesn't yet.
Shador was good in college. He was really good.
He has a polarizing personality, but there have been a lot of reports out of Browns training camp that he's played well. So it is confusing to me.
Yeah, like Mike Vrabel said, he played good. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. So I just think that when it comes to Shador, people either hate him or they love him. So they want to bring in, you know, the collusion and everything else that comes along with it. But if you're Shador Sanders, you're brought up with a very famous dad. You were good in college. You got a lot of money very, very quickly. Your own money. You grew up with money. Mm-hmm. Obviously, his head is going to be big. He's like, I think it's probably very hard for an 18, 19, 20-year-old who's had the life that Shador Sanders has had to be humble. And you can compare him to other people.
We see that all the time,
yes,
with athletes.
Like, always.
How many big-headed athletes have we seen?
Baker and Johnny are great examples.
Yeah, okay, but for every big-headed athlete that is coming out of college, there, I would argue there are hundreds more that aren't big-headed.
Yeah, right, but but what does that have to do with where?
It has to do with how you feel about somebody.
I think the simple question is this. Do you feel like there was some type of collusion?
No. And I think people are constantly...
See, I think that's where we disagree.
You think there was collusion?
Oh, there's no way this guy goes from being a top five pick to a fifth round pick.
Oh, so the collusion is continuing then. And
I didn't say continuing.
Why is he going to be the fourth string quarterback on the football team then? If he should have been a first round
pick.
Well,
I mean, that's kind of based off of what, I mean, they already named Joe Flacco the starter, right? Which
Correct.
I think was stupid. Yeah. So, but that's based off of them. But you, for anybody, who, and this is why I think people disagree, the kid should have been first or second round draft pick. The fact that he was a fifth tells you that something is up. And then you get all these whispers from people, and I think it was Eric Dickerson over the weekend.
That's the only person who said he knows that there's been collusion. Like, I just – So
explain the drop.
People are – if you're a superstar, people don't have to make constant excuses for
No,
you.
But I'm just asking the question. Explain the drop from being a top 10.
Because I think people assumed that he may have been a little bit difficult when it came to having him on your football team.
Johnny Manziel, Baker Mayfield, one went one and the other one went in the 20s.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Oh, good morning, everybody. I just have a simple question. Is tennis the douchiest sport going? The U.S. Open is in New York right now, and last night there was a match between Daniil Medvedev. He is from Russia. He's a former U.S. Open winner. And Benjamin Bonzi from France. he is French. And if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube right now, Mitch has what happened. It was the third set. Bonzi was going to win. It was a match set. And a photographer stumbles the wrong way and enters the court a little bit. It seems like he is trying to get a better spot to get Bonzi's reaction to winning, and he just steps on the court. This leads to Daniil having an absolute meltdown. When I tell you, I have not seen a five-year-old act this childish. He is slamming his racket on the court. He is causing an absolute scene. Like, this to me, you are in front of the world right now. It's late night on a Sunday, and so many people are there to watch this, and you're having this absolute meltdown. Tennis takes it too far, I think, when it comes to the douchiness sometimes.
Reminds me of Shine when he hit that 3-wood into the sand trap on 4, Curtis. Remember that?
when he built a house in the trap.
When he threw his club.
Threw his club at me?
Yes, he did. I would say polo is the douchiest sport, but tennis might be right up there.
Polo is a good call. I just saw this morning, and you're a grown man, and you're beating your racket into the ground because a photographer walked the wrong way. Like, come on.
I bet he was losing.
He was. No, that was the whole thing. He's just a, he's a poor loser.
Okay. All right, Courtney. Thank you. Wiggy. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So after hearing the Vrabel interview, this is going to be cool about the leads because the leads become not fluent until after Vrabel.
Yes.
And hearing him, I have to say that I believe Mike Vrabel is in complete control and charge of the organization when it comes to decision making down there, especially for personnel.
Down here.
Here when it comes to the decision making. Yeah. I think that Elliot Wolf might be saying certain things, but knowing Mike as a player and then obviously kind of watching him in the world as a head coach, he would say things as a player when you're at the bottom of the totem pole. Now that you're the head coach of an organization, and even though he did say, you know what, hey, we communicate about things, I think that L.A. Wolf knows, and I believe that Mike Vrabel knows that he's in charge when it's all said and done. He's the guy that's going to have the final decision.
He seems comfortable with it.
Like yes.
You're not worried about that relationship causing an issue.
No, because it seems like if he has an issue with the relationship, he's just going to say to Wolf, like, listen, I run the show here.
And just a off-air, not like anything tangible thing, he just feels totally and completely at ease and confident. And having that in this job, I think, is essential. And
yeah.
Mayo's a great guy who we all love talking to. He did not possess that.
Okay. Thank you very much, Wiggy.
You got it.
The college students begin their move-ins as soon as today. Mm-hmm. A big thing that we deal with in beautiful, safe, Brighton, Massachusetts, in Alston. And so I just wanted to mention the latest trend when it comes to students who are off to college, which I read about yesterday. And that trend has college students spending up to $10,000 on luxury dorm makeovers.
Wow.
I'm so happy you brought this up.
Jesus.
Expensive headboards.
Yep.
Personalized linens.
Jesus.
And custom wallpaper. Even neon signs that they are creating. There's companies that do dorm makeovers. Is this a good thing when it comes to the youth of America, when their parents are writing a check for $10,000 so that their dorm room is better than everybody else's dorm room?
I watched a video yesterday down south, SEC school this girl went to, I believe Ole Miss, and she said that they hired an interior designer, she and her roommate, for her dorm, custom cabinetry for hiding, you know, the eyesores, like the microwave or the refrigerator. She said that they went $4,000 over budget. Their Jesus. Budget was $8,000, and they went $4,000 over. It's insane.
In Mississippi, you could buy a house for $12,000.
Right. It's ridiculous.
That is the dumbest thing ever.
It's
so stupid.
I mean, you're there for, how many months are you there for? 6 months?
Yes.
Seven months?
And they do it every single year. Yeah.
I don't think I change my sheets each semester.
No.
Well, that's an issue.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, like the notion that you would have, but I will say this, college is $100,000, so what's another 10?
Yeah.
Like, if you're spending...
I guess that's one way to look
like
at it.
Like, the BU dorm that's right off the pike that has that view of downtown Boston, that deserves a nice decorating.
Let your entitled kid sleep in the danky old dorm room like everybody else has done for the last 100 years.
Right.
It'll be good for him. If you're watching the show on Twitch or YouTube, Mitch has a photo of one of these dorms that has been made over.
Wow.
And so you can see the neon Steph or whatever that is up in the left-hand corner there. And
incredible.
Go to Wally World and get a full set for like $25.
Yes. Yeah, so, all right. That's the current trend. Curtis, someday James will be coming to you looking for $10,000.
I love it. James, anything.
On a dorm makeover.
Amen.
All right. We are at Gillette Stadium, and it is a Mic'd Up Monday. It's also a May Monday, Drake May this afternoon on the afternoon show. We'll be right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get back.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
City, Boston runs on hard work. The construction crews, the truck drivers, the nurses. You built this city, and Ketch's would like to honor those who did that very thing. Ketch's Law and this show want you to nominate a hardworking hero who deserves to be honored. Ketch's fights for workers when they get hurt, but today they're here to honor them. So just go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Shime, what is up first this morning when it comes to They Said It?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Alex Cora, who spoke last night after the Red Sox lost to the New York Yankees. They did take 3 out of 4 in the series, though, and so Alex Cora talked about the loss last night and looking ahead.
I think fastball command was off. You know, he didn't get the fastball where he wanted to, and obviously that's what they do, right? They hit the ball out of the ballpark, and that's what they did.
To be able to leave here, though, series win, got to be pretty satisfying for the crew.
Yeah, 3 out of 4. That's the business we're in, and now we got to turn the page and go to Baltimore. They played well against us last week. We got 4. That's always tough, so just be ready from pitch 1 tomorrow.
We were going to be happy with a split going into it, so, I mean,
thumbs up.
They certainly have the, when it comes to the Yankees, they have the solution when it comes to beating them this season.
No,
so.
That was a phenomenal weekend. And Crochet, again, I mean, what an acquisition. Just dominant on Saturday. Phenomenal performance by him, too.
Yeah, this team is you know, I think the expectations are playoffs. But, and Greg, you brought it up at the beginning of the show, can they catch Toronto? And, you know, we'll probably figure that out once they, and I think it's at the end of September when they play Toronto, but you're 5 games behind them now, so you're going to have to continue to play well and hope that they hit a little skid to if you want to catch them before you play them.
But you're lined up schedule-wise, and to to do really well here the rest of the season.
Yeah, they had their gauntlet was about 2 weeks ago. It felt like for a month it was either the Dodgers or it was the Mets or it was just like good team after good team after good team. And right now you take 3 out of 4 against the Yankees on the road. Now you get 4 in Baltimore, and you should take 3 out of 4 there.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing when you start to look at this team moving forward is, you know, what their schedule looks like, and they should be able to be in a position when they do get to that Toronto series at the end of September that if you win that series, there's a chance that you could ultimately be able to win the division. And that's the goal that they set for themselves probably at the beginning of the season.
You feeling more confident about Bayo than you were a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I mean, he had another really good outing. I think, you know, when you look at Bayo and Giolito, it looks like they've been pretty consistent. You know, they have, like, one clunker here, but they're able to bounce back. Curtis talked about Crochet, and, I mean, he's an absolute, you know, hog. is what we call him, right?
Right, yeah. Hog man. but Pedro actually goes by Baby Bayo now.
Yeah.
So
No, but they
oink, oink.
And Curtis will tell you better than anybody. He's the baseball guy. If you can have three legitimate starters.
And Chapman.
And Chapman in the postseason.
Look out.
Yeah, you'll be good. You'll be good. And then that's what you need in playoff baseball.
Will we have our own duck boat or will we be scattered?
Great question.
Because I was on 2018, famously. Yeah. I was on a duck boat. I got yelled at.
Yeah.
But maybe we can get the show to have one when they win it all.
We want you on John Henry's duck boat, Curtis.
Your lips to God's ears.
That's where you belong.
That's the boat.
All right. We are at Gillette Stadium. Sean, why don't we take a break so we can get to trending and then continue with They Said It coming up, including what Bill Belichick said, and I am assuming with Jordan's approval on how this season will be documented behind the scenes. That is coming up. But here right now is Courtney and what is trending this hour.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox dropped their last in the Bronx, just missing the sweep of the Yankees. 7-2 was the final last night. Dustin May went 4 1/3, giving up 5 runs on 5 hits while striking out 3. But taking 3 out of 4 games on the road, pretty good. The Sox now up 0.5 game on the Yankees in the AL East. The guys now in Baltimore to take on the Orioles tonight. First pitch at 6:35 with Brennan Bernardino getting the start. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. When they return from Baltimore, Alex Cora has hinted that they could be getting 3 guys back. Rob Refsnyder, Willie Abreu, and Justin Slayton. So good news for them there. The Pats took another hit to their 2024 draft class as Layden Robinson has been waived due to injury. And I don't know if Shine bet this weekend, but Tommy Fleetwood won the FedEx Cup, picking up his first PGA Tour victory yesterday after posting a 2-under 68 to finish 18-under in the Tour Championship. Shine, you didn't answer that. Did you bet on it or not?
No, I did not. I just watched it and enjoyed it this weekend.
After his performance at 9, he was invited to next year's Tour Championship.
And it is time to get to the top performer of the week. It's brought to you by Sports Illustrated. Let's just do it for overall preseason. I think it has to be Travion Henderson.
Okay.
It's a package.
All right. Yep.
Sports Illustrated tickets. 50 million sports, concerts, and theater tickets. Same seats, better prices. Fans deserve better.
The cover of the Globe should be the hog and the package.
There you go.
And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Fresh in from Cali with big savings at Shaw's and Star Market. California peaches, plums, and nectarines are just $1.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 8 pounds per customer. Short on time, order free curbside pickup or get delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending. When we come back, we'll get to the rest of They Said It, Greg. Love it.
Not quite a Patriots Monday yet, a mic'd up Monday. We had Mike Vrabel on the show here at Gillette Stadium a little while ago. If you missed it, go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app. You can always rewind and listen to stuff that you missed on the Odyssey app. And Jones and Keefe with Hunter Henry later on today. And afternoon show with Drake May. So a lot of football to talk about. today here at WEEI. We were in the middle of They Said It, Scheim. What do you want to get to next?
Well, let's hear from Bill Belichick a little bit. They released basically a promo for Belichick and UNC being on a Hulu documentary, basically the Hulu version of Hard Knocks. Maybe just a suggestion to Hulu. You're not telling anybody how to do their job or anything, but maybe they want to like mic their people up when they're trying to do promos. But here is the Belichick promo.
Isn't Jordan Hudson in charge of miking everybody up, if I remember that? Ooh, was her job.
Greg, great point.
She had the boots and the long coat on the field and was miking everybody up.
That's right. This would have been a perfect opportunity for that exact scenario because he wasn't mic'd up. But here was the Belichick UNC promo on exactly what they're going to do with the Hulu documentary.
You guys have heard that there was a lot of interest in doing a, let's call it, season-long documentary or season-long show about North Carolina football. And so I'm excited really to share with you that we will be doing that with Everwonder and Hulu that will showcase our football program. Okay, this is about the UNC football program. There's obviously a lot of interest in it, and it'll stream on Hulu later this fall. It's going to feature the players working hard, which you guys do, all right? It's about the players improving and getting better through their hard work, which you do, all right? And a program starting from where it started from several months ago to wherever it's going to go during the course of the season, which, of course, will be determined on the field, all right? It'll show our commitment to winning. It'll show our commitment to the team, all right? And that's our priority. And that'll start.
Okay, I'm there for it. I mean, I think it'll
worst promo of all time.
It's so bad, Courtney.
Ever since that this was announced that it's going to be on Hulu, I'm here for it. I'm excited to watch UNC. I'm excited to watch Bill. I love Bill. I'm excited to just watch every little part of his life. To have this be the first piece of content released for it, shame on Hulu and shame on Disney Plus. Well, the fact that he's literally reading off of a script
given to him by Jordan.
To just explain what the series is going to be. No, show me actual footage. Mm. Show me him in team meetings. Show me the passion that Bill Belichick brings to these college athletes. And then to end on that note, talk about lackluster. He's like, all right.
Players working hard, what you guys do.
What a gigantic fraud. Oh, my God.
Oh, Curtis, come on
Instagram,
now.
He's promoting the Hulu docuseries.
I mean, he was a little late to the party came to social media. But
This is better than anything I've ever watched. Watching Bill's final chapter may be more exciting than watching Brady's entire career. I love it. I'll take a bath in it.
I mentioned earlier the post from Jordan, which came on Saturday, which was a photo of her blowing a kiss over her shoulder, and it was set to the Taylor Swift revenge anthem, Look What You Made Me Do, which is essentially her saying to ESPN, if you had allowed me to run the thing, this would be Hard Knocks.
Right.
And so now we've gone to Hulu, and she's not going anywhere, Jordan. I'll tell you that much.
We actually have breaking news. HBO just extended and gave raises to all the people that said no to Jordan running the UNC on Hard Knocks.
But I will watch. I will watch every minute of it.
Well, Courtney's right. It could have been like some scenes throughout the season that they could have gave you with him talking over them.
How about him being mic'd up?
Yeah, I mean, you could start there, but even if you
can we just get the guy a microphone, for the love of goodness? It's like Bradfo audio for a promo.
Give me a little teaser.
Look at what you made me do.
I mean, she is wild.
Yeah, but the players in the
promo. She's wild. That's not the story. It's that he's following everything she says.
But she is a Gen Zer. Like, you'd think she would be a little bit more creative with how they're going to put this out for the first time. Players are all sitting there just, like, looking at Bill, like, okay, told us we're going to do this.
All right, what's next?
Oh, man. From one mess to a guy who seems to be doing all right for himself. Jason Tatum has been recovering from his injury pretty well, it seems like. Jaylen Brown saw a picture of Jason Tatum with a new set of hair, and Jaylen Brown
It's not like he went to Dr. Leonard.
No, he didn't.
I mean, has a new hairstyle.
Yeah.
He's braiding it up.
Yeah, he got cornrows.
I think he was at Bradley Beal's wedding.
It looked like he was somewhere.
And so Jaylen Brown is impressed.
He saw a photo and reacted.
Okay.
They're saying JT got braids. Hell no. JT got braids? Nah, that's crazy. Chad, JT got braids? No, that's insane. JT just doing anything now.
You got to get used to it. Like, I had to get used to Jaylen Brown without braids.
Yeah.
You know, now I got to get used to Jason Tatum with braids, you know? But he has the hair to do it. I mean, he has a good set. You got, like LB said, he got a nice set of lettuce
set
up
of
there.
Set of lettuce, yeah. Mm-hmm. Change your lettuce, change your life.
Yeah. Amen.
So maybe that's what Jason Tatum is doing. I'm fine with it. I don't. How many wins for this Celtics team are you expecting this season?
Well,
Curtis?
Depends on who you talk to. Billy Chisholm says they're not taking their foot off the gas.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say they're going to be the worst place you can possibly be, which is about 41-41.
I was going to say, like,
they're going to be.
I hope it's 30, because then you end up with a great pick out of it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in the middle class of the NBA. That is purgatory.
They're going to win almost 50 games, I bet.
Yeah. Oh, Shime. You think?
Yeah. It put them right in like the fifth seed. 100%. They are going to win just shy of 50 games.
Good news for us, because that means they're probably winning 30. All due respect.
They don't have a big. Like, I'm Brad Stevens.
Wait, hold on. All right. Curtis is making fun of me for my predictions when he's the one that said the Red Sox are going to the World Series.
Well, they're on their way.
And then immediately jumps off the ship and then jumps back on and then jumps back off.
I mean, the audio still exists.
Like, Al Horford isn't coming back. Like,
The East isn't great, but.
But it's going to be a struggle.
Yeah,
it's going to be a struggle because you're asking guys to do things that they haven't done before and that their game doesn't really line up to do. Like, you're asking Jaylen Brown now, you have to become the facilitator and the guy that makes everybody better. But that's not something, the role that he's done. And now, guess what? Teams are going to, as soon as he touches the ball, run doubles at him.
Yeah.
And he's not really a point forward. So are you going to ask him now to kind of bring the ball up like you had Tatum do? It's just going to be a whole – and then you've lost – Drew Holiday, Porzingis, you just brought up Al Horford. Who's now your team? You traded George's Niang.
All right, you got rid of the minivan.
So it's going to be – it's really going to be Jaylen Brown. What is Derek White now? His role is going to have to change. And Pete Pritch.
All right, anything else, Sean?
Yeah, one more quick one for you here. Mac Hollins spoke to the media the other day after practice and talked about how the advice he had given to Javon Baker and other young players of doing whatever you can to make the squad.
Him realizing, hey, I'm on year 9. There's not many people that played for 9 years, and a lot of that was special teams, and to the point where, you know, a lot of guys didn't realize that I played special teams early in my career. But like telling Javon, like, hey, that it doesn't matter how you stay on the bus. It just matters that you're on the bus, because then you get opportunities if somebody were to get hurt or miss a game and you get to play offense like you want. Yeah, everybody wants to play offense. Everybody wants to play defense. But there's only so many spots. So if you can find a way to at least get a chance to get on that spot, take it every time.
Okay.
Yeah. Get on the bus.
I like it.
Yeah. Hopefully Baker is listening to that. But, you know. I think he is. Yeah, I don't. I think a lot of some of these guys that feel like, I'm above special teams and Mac Hollins.
Yeah.
That's the way he came on. Like, this is the first year where like Mac Hollins has really been given an opportunity to be like, okay, you are now going to be the number two receiver. So he's in a whole new world, and I get his mindset of like, you know, you got to be able to play special teams. But I wonder if a guy like Javon Baker is going to buy into that when he's like, yeah, I'm an offensive guy.
Well, I mean, the good news is you have a coaching staff who now is most likely aware of what positions a player can play and has played in their career.
Baby steps. Yeah,
that's a
Josh McDaniels is not suddenly made aware of certain guys' strengths and weaknesses.
But Vrabel did say there's a lot of packages at wide receiver. When we talked to him, he's like, we tried a bunch of different, you know, personnel wide receiver groupings. So I wonder who. It seems like opening day, week one, it's going to be Diggs, Douglas, and then
pray for rain.
Hollins?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because they're going to be more of
not Kyle Williams. He mentioned Kyle Williams by name.
Right, but they're going to be more of a three wide receiver set. So you're not probably not going to see a lot of four wide receivers on the field at once, you know, because you got the tight ends. I think it's going to be tight end, fullback. We know in Josh McDaniel's offense. So that's kind of what it's going to be looking for. And then Williams will be sprinkled in there and booty, maybe.
Yeah. All right, that is They Said It. We are at Gillette Stadium on a mic'd up Monday. Mike Vrabel was on this show about 45 minutes or so ago. If you missed that, you can hear it on the Odyssey app, and we will be right back with Courtney and today's news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Who's next?
EI.
I think our friends at the Newport, Rhode Island Police Department regretted much after that, and we're going to get an update on that situation coming up during the news. But here is Courtney right now with what is going on this morning.
Well, the Coast Guard is continuing to search for the missing boater off Salisbury Beach. Two people went overboard on Saturday when their 47-foot boat capsized due to rough seas from Hurricane Erin. I was in Maine this weekend. The water was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, they gave a lot of warnings.
They did.
So I there was a guy who was on a who was kite surfing who had to be rescued on Saturday, I think I saw on the news. Like, I'm not sure why. I get it. You want to go out there, you want to catch the big one. Curtis, you used to be a big surfer.
I love it.
But
hang,
I mean,
10.
Wait till everything calms down before you're out in the boat or whatever.
I did go swimming.
Yeah.
I did jump through the waves. It was very strong. But one person out of the two has been found. The other has not been found yet. Both were wearing life vests. Here's one witness, Rich Kelly on BZ.
There was a lot of commotion, a lot of people watching. It was sad. My heart goes out to the family. I mean, being a guest on a boat and having that happen to you is not a lot of fun.
Really scary.
Sure is not.
That is sad.
Yep. There's an investigation underway as a body has been found in a parked car at South Shore Hospital in Weymouth on Saturday. They're calling it an unattended death. Now, the body was found in the back seat of the car by the south entrance of the emergency room. It's unclear how the body arrived to the hospital. Did somebody else drive them there and they unfortunately died before being able to get medical attention? Did this person drive themselves and then get into the back seat? It is very weird. Here's one hospital visitor, Gino Ivano, on BZ.
We don't know where the guy is. You know, I heard someone say that he hopped on a bus. You know, he could have been out of here. I see main plates, but, you know, we don't know where he is yet. A little scary.
Oh, so the car had main license plates?
Yes.
And they're thinking that somebody just dropped the body at the hospital?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they must have cameras.
You would think,
right?
Cameras. Yes. Yeah.
Fun fact, I was born there.
Yes. Oh.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh,
me too.
Big sign.
Yeah.
Oh, you and Chime.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Giant silver spoon in your mouth also when that happened.
Delectable. It was like my pre-made wine cooler.
We should take a break.
Okay.
We will get to the rest of today's news with Courtney from Gillette Stadium coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.